This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Ever heard of a quiet lion? I think of a quiet lion as someone who leads without a sound until they see something that requires a roar, and when they let loose, it shakes things up, generally for the better. For most of the past three decades, most recently while at the helm of the El Paso Times, newspaperman Bob Moore has been shaking things up. And for those who do not believe in government transparency, his bite has proven worse than his roar. In 2011, he led an investigation into a district-wide cheating scheme at an El Paso ISD that denied countless kids a proper education. His columns are credited with helping El Paso become recognized as more than just a border city. His reporting has earned him and the paper dozens of awards and honors, to say nothing of his mentorship of young journalists. And now comes this. Bob Moore's leaving the El Paso Times, telling his newsroom his final day will be October 6th. But maybe it's why he's leaving that should give us all pause. Bob, great to have you in the Texas Standard Studios. Good
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
This must have been a tough decision.
It was. For the last few years, we get these occasional requests for fairly substantial cuts to our newsroom payroll. And those cuts have obviously taken a toll over the years. And a couple of weeks ago, I got another similar request, a very substantial number. And in looking at a series of truly bad options, I picked what I thought was the least bad. And that essentially meant eliminating my position, which would allow us to save two or three reporting positions.
So in case you didn't understand what he just said, he put himself out of a job to save reporting positions and resources. How did you arrive at that decision?
So just to give you some numbers for perspective, at its peak, our newsroom had probably about 82, 83,
right,
people.
Right.
After my departure and the departure of one other journalist I had to lay off this week, we'll be down to 21, covering a border community of about 800,000 in El Paso, another 1.5 million people in Juarez, and another couple hundred thousand people in southern New Mexico. If I didn't make the decision I made, you'd be talking about a newsroom of 17 or 18 people.
One of the ironies, of course, is that what's found you in Austin is that you're going to be speaking at a panel on the importance of local newspapers. Mm. Of course, you had scheduled to be a part of that panel before you knew about this news.
Yeah, got a whole lot more interesting real fast.
Yeah. What is your message for that panel? I mean, what's happening with local news?
So the overall message is that the service that newspapers provide to communities are still terribly, terribly important. Mm-hmm. But the financial headwinds that we're up against make that more and more difficult to do. The essential fact is that the business model that we've built journalism on, mm-hmm, over the last couple of centuries, which is basically placing advertising content adjacent to news content, is broken. And it doesn't matter if you're talking about a local newspaper, a local television station, or a local commercial radio station. All of those legacy media institutions are facing the challenges of a dissolving business model.
So what do you do? Yeah, pound sand and say, God, I wish it weren't this way. Do you see anything over the horizon and as a way that can save local journalism?
I think so. When you look at the national level and even at the state level, you're seeing the emergence of new models, whether it's nonprofit or more subscriber-based, that provide some possibilities. I think the real danger point in our democracy right now is at the most basic local level. Some of those new models have shown that they can work at the statewide level, mm-hmm, or the national, mm-hmm, level. But there has not been a lot of success replicating it at the smaller level where your donor base or your,
right,
subscriber base is more limited. So the biggest threat I see is who's going to do the hard and sometimes boring work of covering the school board meetings, covering the city council,
right,
meetings. That's the real threat. And in a place like El Paso, where we've had a sad history of poor governance and corruption, I think there's a real worry within the community that we can revert back to that as the local media institutions decline.
Bob Moore, executive editor of the El Paso Times. Thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.